fact, because we're raised to life in Christ, we have the best life now. Come on, say it.
I've got the best life now. Living the best life now. I've got the best life now. Oh, Jesus.
Come on, can we say that with me? I've got the best life.
William McDowell here on Sounds of Praise, and that was life. Yes, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to give us his life, the born-again life, the life that he sacrificed on the cross of Calvary, paid the penalty for our sin, and the resurrection provides the abundant life that he alone can give. If you've never been a partaker of that life, or if you've partaken and then you sort of like backslid away from where you should be in God, this is your opportunity. The Tri-State Mass Choir will say that you can have that life that Christ alone can give if you come to him.
In a world of sin, had no hope,
And you may be asking, well, how can I come to someone who lives supposedly 2,000 years ago? Well, the answer is prayer. Prayer opens the door to the salvation gift of God. I'm working on a series now entitled The Power to Pray and The Power of Praise. And we're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in your life this day as I lead you in prayer so that you might receive the salvation gift of God. And if you repeat these words after me, there's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation gift in your life. Right this very moment, right this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize I'm outside of your saving grace and your keeping power. I don't have the assurance of that born-again life that others have been singing and testifying about on the program today. And I've heard the message in the past, and I've never allowed it to do its work in my life. But I sense today that this is my opportunity. This is the day that you have made so that I might rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm yielding myself to you, Lord, acknowledging my sin, asking you to cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. Make me the person that you created me to be, and allow me to live my life before you in a manner that will point others to the reality of your salvation gift. So I'm thanking you because of what you're doing in my life and all that you're going to do from this day forward because of the salvation gift you've given unto me. And I receive you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. When you do it, God will bring about his salvation. And when you do that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's designed to help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Christ. And you can call me while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636 to receive that material. And like I said, it's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let the Lord guide and direct you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off for some other day what you need to do today, because some other day is not promised to anyone. It's 7:13 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. Okay, 7:14, the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. But before we do that, we're going to encourage all of you who have given your life to Christ on the program today to recognize that you have come to the river of the Lord. Tasha Cobbs Leonard here on Sounds of Praise.
I'm running to the river. I'm going back to the river of the Lord. Let's go. Not forgotten yet. You
Asher Cobbs Leonard here on Sounds of Praise and the River of the Lord. 7:19 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. And before we get into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment, before I forget, I'm working on my projected schedule for Sounds of Praise as we move into the August, near the end of summer and into the fall. And I believe we're going to have a program featuring the music of Tasha Cobbs and friends. So as soon as I get the date squared away, we'll let you know. Hopefully I have that projected schedule. That will take us all the way through to the end of October. And we'll let you know what's going on when, hopefully, by next Sunday. Okay, 7:20, the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Again, our phone number, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. God's given to the church the power of intercessory prayer. It's our right, it's our privilege, it's our obligation to be able to pray with you and also praise God with you, because nothing encourages faithful prayer than to hear what God's done in the life of somebody else. And what he's done for them, he's able to meet your need as well. 7:21, the Sounds of Praise time. Richard Smallwood Singers, and I Will Pray, here on Sounds of Praise.
Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. That's every time. Not been for the Lord on my side.
Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise, along with Israel Houghton and Jay Moss. I'm sorry. And that was Call on Him. That's what we're going to do right now. We bring Michelle of Medford before you. She's suffering with back pain. We pray God's going to deliver her, and also recovering from eye surgery. And she also needs help from God, deliverance from smoking. And she also wants to learn more about God. And we pray that God's going to minister in her life. Michelle of Medford, suffering from back pain, recovery from eye surgery and smoking, and learn more about God. Then we're praying for B. We're praying for B and K. B and K both need God's healing touch on their bodies. B and K need God's healing touch on their bodies. We're praying for B, another B, looking to him for deliverance in her life. B, looking for deliverance in her life. Then we're praying for D. D needs the ability to successfully complete a major project in the next few days. D needs the ability from God to successfully complete a major project in the next few days. And then we're praying for the families of and the individuals of those two police officers who were shot in Falmouth. They're both recovering, I understand. But we're praying that God's going to continue to minister in their behalf. The two police officers who were shot in Falmouth, we're praying for complete deliverance from those gunshot wounds. In the life of those two police officers from Falmouth, Massachusetts. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne with gratefulness in our hearts, Lord, because we have someone to whom we can turn, somewhere that we can go, someone who not only has a sympathetic ear, but who has an ability to minister powerfully in the lives of those who we bring before him with our various prayer requests. We pray, oh Lord, you administer in the life of Michelle of Medford. Lord, she's suffering from back pain, and also that you would touch her eyes, deliver her from eye surgery, and also give her strength from you, Lord, to overcome smoking. She also wants to learn more about you. So we pray, oh Lord, you would provide the means and the method where she might know and learn what you would have her to learn, so she might grow in her grace and grow in your grace and in the knowledge of your truth. And may the benefits and blessings that she received from your hand be manifested in and through her life, so she might be a source of benefit and blessing to others, because there's nothing too high for you. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for D and K, who both need God's touch on their bodies, Father, we pray that you, as we bring these individuals before you, would minister powerfully in their lives, provide the healing, provide the deliverance, provide the strength, provide the anointing that destroys yokes and set them free in you, Almighty God, to receive all that you have for them, because we know you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. So may they continue to reach out by faith, Lord, to receive that which they need from you. And may your healing touch upon their lives allow them to come back and give a tremendous testimony of what they receive from your hand. And may they be a source of benefit and blessing to the lives of others who may be going through difficult times as well, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we are praying for B, that God would provide deliverance in her life. Father, in the name of Jesus, so many ungodly influences in the world right now, and they all seem to be attacking individuals, Lord, but we pray for your strength in her life. May she be a source of benefit and blessing through the anointing of the Spirit of God. And may she be able to overcome all the various tests and trials that are coming against her. And we pray for your continued deliverance in her life. May she recognize the need to surrender herself totally to you and to your control, so you might work powerfully in her behalf, so her life may be a tremendous testimony, a tremendous source of blessing in the lives of others, because of all you're accomplishing in and through her life this day and in the days which are ahead. May she be a tremendous source of benefit and blessing in your name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. Then we're praying for D, Looking to you, Lord, for the ability to successfully complete a major project this week. Pray, O Lord, you would give him your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. May he find the opportunity within his schedule, Lord, to meet all the various demands of this project. And may it be successfully completed to the glory, honor, and praise of your name. And all the benefits and all the blessings that he might receive from it, may he recognize the need to tell others the wondrous things that he's received from your hand, so others who are going through their difficult times and their difficult situations, may they recognize as you worked in his life, you're able to work in their lives as well. And may they continue to put their faith and trust and confidence in you. And may you receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for the two police officers who were shot in Falmouth, Massachusetts, Father, we pray you would minister powerfully in their lives. Give them your direction. Give them your strength. Let your healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May they look to you, recognizing, O Lord, that you are their source of help. And what doctors and medicine and science can accomplish, we pray you would accomplish in their lives and through their lives, so that they may be able to testify to others of the wondrous things that they receive from your hand. And may they realize they go about their duties in the future, that you are with them to preserve and protect them and allow them to accomplish the work that you would have them to do, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in the audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. Okay, 7:39 here on Sounds of Praise, and we played a ton of music. Let me go back. Brianna Babineau with Heaven Must Be Something Like This. Jonathan McReynolds with Pressure. James Jackson in Atlanta Praise, We Make Your Name Great. William McDowell to the Chief Musician and Life. Then we heard the Tri-State Mass Choir with If You Come to Him. We pray that you have come to the Lord, and if so, please give me a call, so we can send you some material, help you know what to do now that you've given your life to him. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can call our office line. Nobody there now, but you can leave your information. 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you can email me again at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net, and we'll be glad to begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians out there can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. Okay, and then we heard from Tasha Cobb's Leonard with the River of the Lord. The Richard Smallwood Singers led us into the When You Pray segment of the ministry with I Will Pray, and they were followed by Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton with Call on Him. 7:40, the Sounds of Praise time. Let's continue as we are featuring new music and top hits of the year 2018. And we'll be doing that again next Sunday, Lord willing. More new music and top hits of the year 2018. This is Paul Tabor and Watch and Pray here on Sounds of Praise. Yeah.
I won't cry.
I won't cry.
I won't see it just as long as you stay.
Here on Sounds of Praise and Stand By Me. Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers from a compilation entitled Icon. This is Never Seen the Righteous here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there. I was young,
and now I'm old.
What else?
Seen a lot of situations unfold.
Yeah.
In a lot of places.
Met
all kinds, but there's one thing that stays on my mind.
I don't know.
It's 7:55 here on Sounds of Praise. Almost time for me to put the wraps on this edition. Hopefully you enjoyed the program today as we have brought you new music and top hits of the year 2018. We're going to go out with Ricky Dillard and New G from the album 10. And this is Consider It Done. And like I said, next time we'll be back, Lord willing, with more new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until then, it's your host, Don Lee Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Come on, put your foot on the floor.